How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.
Hello, and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Tom Allen.
And me, Susie Ruffle.
Oh, here we are.
Again. Again. How are you, love?
Well, I'm all right. I'm done with the juicing. That's what
okay.
I'm
thinking. That's, are you eating solids?
Well, you know, I always have been eating solids of an evening.
Of an evening, of course. Yeah.
But low carbs, but I am just hungry now. I'm just hungry, and I wake up and I think about toast.
And so are you now having toast?
I'm building up to it. It's sort of giving me a focus, a meditative focus that I'm not having bread.
What, because you're absolutely fucking starving?
Absolutely fucking starving and craving toast so bad.
And salt?
Oh, well, you know, when I have a miso soup, that's pretty salty.
Yeah, that like is myself. Pretty salty.
Like, as if I wasn't salty enough.
As if you weren't.
Susie, what meals have you been enjoying lately?
Not more ham.
Not more ham.
I haven't had a ham this week. You'll be pleased to hear. Well, Tom, just before we came on the line, I've just knocked up a woman. No, I've just knocked up I know. Lockdown's got me crazy. I've just knocked up a little pasta number to have afterwards.
Oh.
So just a little tomato sauce from scratch. Which is always lovely to make. Threw some capers in.
It's a hell of a caper. Oh, lovely. Do you ever watch The Muppet Caper? Which I think was on in London. That was one of my favourite childhood films, The Muppet Caper, and it had Diana Rigg in it. And
Dame Diana Rigg, thank you very much.
Dame Diana Rigg, and I met her once.
Oh, Clang.
In a shopping centre in Covent Garden downstairs where my friend was in a play with her and she was blonde and it really shook me.
So for anyone that's for anyone who doesn't know who Dame Diana Rigg is,
tune out now. Just switch off.
This isn't the podcast.
This isn't for you. This isn't for you. There are plenty of other podcasts out there. Go and enjoy them. Diana Rigg.
No, we'll leave that there.
Yeah. I think you're right. Actually, yeah. Look, make people come to your level. That's always my opinion on.
Bring them in. Come through,
as they say. Is that in Glasgow, they say that? Or is that in...
Drag.
Oh, it's a drag thing.
No, but... I don't know. Is it Glasgow or drag? I asked myself that. I love that.
Glasgow or drag? When will they bring that back?
You could be the new host.
Glasgow or drag? I'm afraid that was Glasgow, actually. Yeah. It would be like insults, basically. I think that's what it would be.
Yeah.
Insults hurled by either a
drag. Well, listen, if there's any producers listening, you know where we are.
We've got an idea.
So I've just knocked up a little tomato pasta number that I'm going to have
with a
post-pod.
Surprise caper.
Because as you know, for all the carbs you aren't eating, I am eating. I'm eating the carbs that you're not eating.
I don't resent you for it. I'm proud of you.
Are you sure?
Will you be throwing in an olive or anything like that?
Oh, I mean, of course. So currently, it's got some onions, some mushrooms, some fresh tomatoes, also some tinned tomatoes.
Lovely.
Some basil, some a little bit of chili, a little bit of garlic, some olives, some capers, and I've just thrown in a little bit of chorizo.
Oh yes, that is nice. That bit of chorizo.
And now I've left it on a one. It goes all the way up to nine, but I've left it on a one while we record, just so it can very slowly simmer.
Do you have an induction hob or a gas hob?
I'd rather not say.
Okay, it's a personal question. I didn't want to push you on that. Okay.
It's an induction hob.
A seduction hob.
It's a seduction hob. And as soon as I turn it on, it says, God, you're hot. And I said, you know what?
Okay.
That is what I need. But
wow.
It is but it doesn't stop fucking beeping. You put like something on the corner of it and it's like, oh God, do you want me to be hot? Do you want me to be cold? I don't know what to do. It's so needy that it drives me fucking nuts.
It's like an online form that, that you know, if you try and put in like, your, say you put in your birthday, but you try, but accidentally the thing is like in the future and it's like, no, you can't move it that way. No, what are you doing? That's wrong.
Yeah.
Needy online forms. Like, come on, have you ever found it?
I tell you what, my I'm gonna talk about this.
Come on. This is the space.
My Apple ID. Yeah. I put in the password. They're like, no, this password doesn't work. Put it in again. This isn't the password. Put it in a third time. You've now blocked your account. You're going to need to put in a new password. So then I have to go through all of these forms, you know, like giving them my email, going through. Anyway, then I get to like, okay, put in a new email, put in a new password. I put in the password. You can't have this. This was your last password.
Yes. I mean, finally, we're talking about something that people actually care about. Oh, it makes me so... You're using an old password.
Yeah.
Well, that was the password I... Yes, it is an old password. It's my password.
It's my password I use for everything since year 11. And I had that dog.
Susie, don't tell people that.
Well, they would be able
remember
to get.
Someone did a crossword on us. People know about stuff.
Yeah, people do know about stuff.
You're fraudable. Be careful.
I'm fraudable.
Wow. I'm so glad you say that because that fucks me right off.
Should we do a new podcast called What Fucks Me Right Off?
I'll tell you what fucks me right off.
What else has fucked you off this week, Tom?
Oh, that's a good question.
Because the podcast since we've been in lockdown has very much been about sort of, you know, thinking and,
healing,
and listening and healing.
Child.
Well, let's talk about things that really fucking pissed us off this week.
Oh, so I wanted to treat myself to a new coffee machine from John Lewis.
Clang.
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 It's my birthday in a few weeks.
Sure.
It was expensive, but I thought I'll treat myself because I'm in the lockdown. So I saw
Because I'm on the telly.
Because... wasn't what I thought, actually. That wasn't
Sorry, it was
thought.
Just what I thought. Sorry, go
I
on.
I just needed cheering up, you know? Some people...
And Tom, you're allowed to do that, whether you're on the telly or not. You cheer yourself the fuck up.
Everybody's allowed to cheer themselves the fuck up. So I went on and I looked at this coffee machine because my friend Lee Pert, who was on this show as a guest.
Yes, Lee Pert. Friend of the show.
A lovely one. Friend of the show. He had one and it was made by... I said, that's a lovely coffee machine. I saw it at the back of an Instagram video. I said, that's a lovely coffee machine you've got there, babe. He said,
that you are looking at, like, your... into the interiors of what's in people's houses rather than what they're showing you.
Of course. Well, I don't care about the content. I've never cared about the content, though.
No, I care about the decor.
I care about what they're wearing. I don't listen to people.
Anyway, I've got enough voices in my own head. I can't listen to you as well.
I'm angry enough as it is. So I'm not going to listen
to I feel like we're slightly hysterical this week and I'm fine with it.
I think I've gone hysterical.
Okay, good.
I think I've gone hysterical. Anyway.
Sorry. I'll stop taking you off the coffee shop.
No, it's not even that good story. So he said, this is the one, get it. Went on there. It was £240. A lot of money.
Yeah.
But price, cost per serving. Like, some people would spend £3 on a cup of coffee every day.
Sure.
In a year, that's a lot of coffee. I don't know what it is.
Alice bought a coffee machine, similar price, about when we first moved into our flat, because she said that a coffee helps her go to work every day.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
And that's jumped into a pool of newspapers?
Yes, I just needed to jump into a pool of newspapers. Also, I'm going to go quiet for a minute, but don't panic, because something bad has happened in the sense that... Another thing's fucked me off is the laptop's playing up. Right, one second, I'm going silent.
All right. Tom's gone silent. So I don't know if he can hear me. I think he can probably hear me. I'll tell you the story about Alice's. So Alice bought herself a coffee machine because she said it helps her get to work every day. And when she goes to work is where she makes her living. And so if she has to buy herself something to help herself get there, then that's fine. And I think that's a good thing to do. Tom's still quiet. I wonder what's going on.
Oh, there we go. Look, I'm back.
Here he is. He's back.
It just basically, in the middle of everything, the laptop went, oh, by the way, you've only got 5%. And I was like, oh, fuck off. But when I did the news quiz the other day. They sent me a thing and they said, send it back when you've... It's like a multi-plug for your laptop.
Anyway, and you haven't sent it back?
I forgot to send it back. So I thought, I'll, you know.
Use that.
I'll use that.
I don't think anyone from Radio 4 listens to the podcast. I reckon we'll get away with it.
No, they're too busy listening to that Diana Rigg one.
So, Tom, pray tell, this bloody coffee machine.
So
do you go
I
on the John Lou?
I go on the John Lou, yes. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I did there, and then it sells out. And I think about getting it from AO.com, but I don't really know who they are. So I did it on that, and then it sells out. And then the only other people who got it are Currys, and they've got it on for $380. That's a markup. That's a markup of at least $130. Right?
That's not good.
And then I go back to John Lewis to enter my email to let me know when it's back in stock. They've bumped it up to 380 as well. So someone's taking the piss. Someone's
taking the piss.
So I, yeah.
And so they say never knowingly undersold.
Well, yeah, but they're not being undersold, are they? Because everyone's paying more. So they're like, oh, we're not going to be idiots about it. We'll bump
it up. So you're back with your Nescafe.
I'm back with my Cafe Haag. And making the noise to make it sound like I've got a percolator. Oh, it's been very difficult this week.
Oh, you sound like you've had a tough week, Tom. Anything else pissed you off this week that we need to be across?
Not enough hours in the day, but you know. What was fucked you off those Sues?
Well,
come on.
Pardon?
Don't be shy, come on.
No, I won't. I won't not be shy, don't worry. Well, you see, last week, you know, I've been so like bright and breezy about the old lockdown. You know, I've been pretty up last week. Last week I got sad. Oh. I got real sad last week. Couldn't get out of the sadness. Get out of the sadness. But I'll tell you what has pissed me off.
What?
If you want to know.
Well,
the window cleaners came. Now, they were allowed to come and we pay it in our service charge. Now, you can imagine, I live in a new block. Tom, the service charge is out of this world. I mean, it's insane. Mm. It's insane. It's basically the flat. It's basically mortgage. It's so expensive.
Is it really?
Yeah. So anyway.
Do you have a concierge?
Oh, no. Tom, I'm not doing that well. I'm not on the telly that much.
But they're charging you. I mean, you think they might have somebody around.
No, we've got a caretaker. But I mean, he doesn't take much care. That's part of the issue. Well, that's different to a concierge.
Yeah. Who takes care of the caretaker?
Is that just a French caretaker?
Yeah, well, that's a French caretaker, I think, yeah. The super, as they call them in America, don't they?
The superintendent.
Oh, I don't know.
Attendant? The superintendant. The superintendent?
Depends how good they are, I suppose. I don't know.
So.
But what happened?
You know, I'm on the group. There's a group for everyone. Mm. That lives in the building. There's a flutter of excitement. Messages galore. The windows are being cleaned. Yeah. I mean, and it's very socially distanced because this man has got the longest thing in the world. Not thing. Longest pole in the world. He's got the longest pole in the world that he's cleaning our windows.
No wonder you're paying so much
Tom.
Money.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you. Head out of the gutter. Thank you. So he's cleaning it with this very, what looks like a very long broom, but out of the broom comes water.
Oh no, and you left the windows open and it came
No, Tom, I didn't leave the windows open. But the windows have been cleaned. Mm. And I can't remember them being cleaned since I've lived here. So that's a year's worth. And there's a building site over the road.
Oh,
so,
I can imagine.
And I've done everything I can, Tom. I've cleaned the ones on the balcony. You know me.
But
I
you
like
don't want to
clean.
Lean it. You do like it clean.
But I don't want to lean out of the window because I might die.
Yeah, quite right. I agree.
You know, so, but I do have a window that I can turn around. So I can do the top half of the window, but I can't do the bottom half of the window. Is this good podcasting?
Look. We've done podcasts where we just fill in a crossword, which we couldn't do.
Okay, great. So is this what people are after? Is this what you're looking
for? This is storytelling. It's marvellous.
Okay, well, I'm telling this story. So the windows are clean. Tom, they're clean for 15 minutes. Oh. I do not know how this bird has managed to shit on my window. Honestly, they must have done some sort of kamikaze dive to get the angle because it has, and I'm not joking, I don't know what this bird's eaten. I don't know whether I've got pelicans flying above where I live, but it has done.
Oh, no.
Honestly, the bird's having a nightmare. I doubt it's still alive.
Wow.
It's shat up my window. Well, I don't know whether it's good luck, but it doesn't feel like it. It has shat up my window.
What an expression. Yeah.
It is I mean, and I've done everything I can, Tom, to try and, but it is just out of my reach. You know what a bird shit's just out of your reach?
Well, I can imagine. I can imagine it.
What? And now I might have to wait another year for them to clean them bastard windows.
Oh, no. Yeah, can you not? You can't poke a hose in the direction. You haven't got a hose, have you?
Well, Tom, I haven't got a hose.
What about a broom?
I'm on the sixth floor.
What about your broom? Could you do it with your broom?
I've had a go.
Wait till it dries.
I've had a go, but it is, I mean, it's not done the trick. And now that it's all smeared, I mean, it's not what I want. And I'm stuck in the house, so I can't stop looking at it.
And you know what everyone's going to say as well? Oh, that's lucky. Oh, that's lucky, that is.
I mean, there's very little lucky about it.
I mean,
although I will say a bird did shit on me the day that I did Live at the Apollo and I did have a good gig.
I think there were other factors at play there. I don't. I think you're doing yourself down.
10 years doing stand-up?
I think you're doing yourself down when you assume it was merely a pigeon taking a shit on your shoulder.
But I'm just wondering, what does that mean if it's on the house? Is there any luck?
Do
any witches listen? If there's any witches that listen, do write in.
Any witches, do get in touch via the PO box. You know our number.
You know the PO box. Well, you'll be able to guess it.
You'll be able to guess it, I'm sure, if you're a witch. Maybe you'll just deign us some information and let us know. But surely if it would affect all of the flats in your block, all of the ones downstairs as well. Great blessings upon you.
Well, it doesn't feel like a great blessing right now. It feels like a load of shit.
Well, when God opens a shit shower, he also gives you a broom. Is that the saying?
I don't know if it is.
Something about a door and a window. He closes a door, he opens a window. Well,
he closes a door, he opens a window. But do be careful opening your windows because a bird might shit in it.
Yeah, I would keep them closed if I were you. Do you have... What is your heating situation?
Goodness me, that was high-pitched, Tom.
Wasn't it? It suddenly occurred to me. What's your heating sitch there? Storage heaters, radiators, or what?
We've got radiators. Is this because you're thinking about coming to stay? Do you want to make sure it's warm enough?
I just wanted to... It's a couple of questions.
Tom might stay when lockdown lifts. So, I just have a few questions. We have radiators, and there's also a vent to keep the air in the... There's a vent in every room to keep the air clean.
I wondered about you. Yeah, do you have air conditioning or what? Yeah.
It's just sort of a vent situation.
A vent situation, okay. She's in a vent.
Any other questions about the flat?
No, do you have a dehumidifier? It's not essential.
We don't need one.
Okay.
It's not humid in here, but it was very humid in my old flat, so I did have one. We don't really need one here.
It's like the tropics, wasn't it?
Oh, God, it was awful, yeah.
Didn't you have to, like, dry the walls?
Yeah, I used to have to wash the walls. It felt very Dickensian. I used to have to wash the walls and dry them because the condensation was so bad. Honestly, I'm amazed that I didn't come out with, like, I didn't need an iron lung after that.
You probably will.
I will eventually, you know. It's eventually, something to look forward to.
You've got a lovely neck. I've always said it. You've got nothing to worry about. You'll be fine in that.
Thank you for saying that, Tom.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. When did this all happen with the window?
It happened at the tail end of last week, Tom, when I was already not feeling great, you know. I was already a bit down in the dumps, wasn't feeling great. Couldn't get my groove with writing. Got a couple of little writing projects on. Yeah. Couldn't get, honestly, I wrote all day one day.
Oh,
and then looked at it at the end of the day and thought, well, that is shit. It was like I was doing my GCSEs again. It was really bad.
You know what it is?
It just wasn't good enough.
It wasn't shit. All that changed was your dialogue with yourself. You perhaps went into a place that you started to be a bit too self-critical there.
And actually, maybe, but like, I've written a load of rubbish. A bird's shit on my window.
I know that's difficult to bear. I know. I hear
but, you.
You
know, but listen. But listen, I must say, I had a tricky Thursday and a tricky Friday, but then the weekend was fine, and then I woke up on Monday morning and I felt a lot brighter. But it felt I feel like everyone's gone through that phase of feeling a bit rubbish. Oh.
Yes, well, you know.
And I feel like I was due it because I had it at the beginning, and then I had been fine for a few weeks. I was due it. All I had to do was get through it. And I mean, you do it, you get through it. I'm a rapper, I'm not. And I'm a poet. And now I'm through it, and I am feeling a little bit better.
Well, great learning, I think, in that knowing that those days come and they go, and we all have them, and it's okay. And learning to calm ourselves down in those moments.
Yeah.
So that the mind doesn't go into overdrive, going, well, you should be feeling this, you should be better, what's wrong with you, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, like, why aren't you writing the best stuff of your life? Well, probably because
you should
I haven't seen anyone.
Yeah.
And I'm not living my life.
Yeah, So those things have a bearing. And I know I, oh, yeah, so I have days when I feel kind of euphoric, actually. That might be because I'm hallucinating with the juices. But I don't know. I think people are going to be like, that is not enough. But I do eat quite well of an evening. And
whole stuff, block of cheese.
And then I'll have a whole block of cheese, yeah. But it's like people do that keto diet. I've not done that, but it's sort of a version
of that. What's that?
That's where you only... It's like the Atkins, but you can have a gin and tonic, I think. It's not healthy. They people have that bullet coffee, don't they? It's all that.
Oh, is that all that? So what are you doing in a Nutribullet?
In doing it in the Nutribullet, which was available on John Lewis' website several years ago when I bought it. So yeah. So Nutribullets are fine. Coffee machines, not fine. I don't know.
Well, where Tom, I am sorry about your upset this week.
It's been... Where did Alice get her one from?
John Lou.
Which, what make is it? Can you remember?
Oh,
what
God,
does it look
no,
like?
Of course not. But you've got to like pretend that you're in a coffee shop and actually put the coffee thing
that's
in.
What
and
I want. That's what I want.
Okay, I'll send you a picture probably.
That would be great. And for the listeners,
I don't know what it
home,
is. And I'm, of course, banished to the cupboard to do the podcast.
Of course, you're in the cupboard and the podcast. And of course, I hadn't cleared it with Mum because I'd need a work, a countertop space for it. And you know, that always leads to issues. So there were a lot of hurdles to overcome with it, but I don't know.
Well, listen, you'll have to let us know next week whether you've managed to get a coffee machine.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. That's what I'm going to do. Whether I'm still putting in a scoop of the old Nescafe.
Yeah. Nestle Cafe. And listen, whatever it is fine.
What? You know what? Whatever is fine. Isn't it? So fine.
Of course it is.
Absolutely fine. I've got shoes that are gathering dust.
That's weird. I've got suits that I haven't worn in forever and I really miss them.
Yeah. Isn't it weird? Like, you know, I put on suits around the house sometimes, but it's not the same as like going out and having a suit on and being a person.
No, absolutely not. What are you looking forward to doing?
Eating a pizza and having a glass of red wine. I mean, I can do that in the house.
You can do that right now. But do you mean out and about?
Yeah, and going to one of those nice pizza places. I don't mind which one. Just anyone.
Yeah, that's a lovely idea.
What are you looking forward to, Sue?
Oh, that would be nice. Mm. Going for a nice meal. I'm really looking forward to also going to a gig. Oh. I mean, like to do myself. Like, I'm looking forward to doing a show.
Oh yeah, that would be lovely. I can't wait to come and see that.
Well, I mean, don't get too excited. I'm probably going to need a little while to like get back into the swing of things. I wouldn't come to the first one. Oh God! How'd you hold this mic?
What's this? No, that's not true. That will you'll take back to it, don't we? We all will.
We'll all get back to our normal things.
We really will, you know. We really will. But have you managed to find a little routine while you've been in the lockdown?
Yes, I have. My routine is get up, panic. No, I'm joking. Get up, look at that bird shit on the window, and think, for fuck's sake. Then I'm getting up. I'm doing a little bit of work. I'm doing my morning pages. Which,
oh, good.
Like from the artist way. But, which to anyone that doesn't know, it's just sort of like keeping a diary sort of thing. But you're meant to do 3 pages a day. Because of lockdown and I'm doing so little, I'm just about managing one page, like one A4 page.
I found that. Nothing. When I did the artist way, I did the same. It's right, okay. 3 page. But also she doesn't specify, it could just be a page in a notebook. So it could be an A5.
Totally.
And so how big's your handwriting? You know, it's lots of factors.
All caps. And massive. So it's edit with a Sharpie. But
I'm bored.
Still bored. So bored. That bird shit. So rage. And then I'm doing I'll do a bit of work and then I'll put on my gym kit, do a bit of exercise, then come back and then I'm do two hours work in the afternoon. And then I sort of go, I may have, there's some, like some stuff is really easy, fun work. Like doing the research for my other podcast is really sort of that. I'm like watching things that people have made and doing different things. And
that's
a very nice sort of bits of work, which don't really feel like work. But then actual writing, sort of sitting down and doing it a couple of hours here and there a day. What's your routine?
That's very good. And I think looking outside of ourselves is a very good thing, you know,
yes, that I think you're right.
My routine is get up, juice, obviously. Try and do a bit of yoga with Adrienne, although I've missed a couple of days, but I do really enjoy doing a bit of that. She's wonderful. I really recommend her to anybody who's not encountered her on YouTube. And then do a bit of work, do a bit of writing, then have a break, and try and work through till about 6-7. Then I try and do my little lockdown videos.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And then I have some tea. And then, but of an evening, this is when I go a bit crazy, because I'm going to have a bath. At the moment I'm watching Broad City, which I can't believe I've never watched before. My friend Alexa recommended it to me. It's so funny. It's so funny. Broad City is about these two girls who live in New York, and they're just, every time I try to describe it, I sound like I'm doing it a disservice.
It's so good, isn't it?
It's so good. The end of the first series made me laugh so much.
Because you know that
it's a few years old.
Just sort of made it and put it on YouTube, I think.
Yeah.
And then I don't know if there's a second or third series, but Amy Poehler got in touch and was like, I'll produce this.
Oh, so Amy Poehler produced it. Now, that's the thing about online streaming when they rush through the credits.
Well, have you even watched the first series? I don't know if she got involved until the second or third.
So she's in the second one. She plays it.
No, she's not in it. She like just produced it.
But she's in an episode in the second series.
Oh, right. Well, then, yeah, she must be in it by now. Yeah.
Amy Poehler. She's so funny.
She's so funny. I love her so hard. And her book. Have you read her book?
Yes.
I loved
Yes.
it.
It's called Yes.
It's called Yes. It's called Yes, Please?
Yes, Please.
Simple. Yeah, it's so good. I loved it.
Really great. Really great book. I've been really enjoying watching Broad City. And then I watch that until I fall asleep. But I have a bath and I put bath oil on. I bought some bath oil. That's a nice treat.
Lovely. That's a very nice treat.
Afterwards. And then I go to bed. But it sort of
feels
like
I'm... What time do you bath? How late? Are you going to bed very late?
I go to bed late. I go to have a bath at 11. And then I go to bed.
I'm amazed your mother will allow you to do that.
Well, sometimes I get a knock on the door because I've got the laptop up too loud watching my programmes.
So you watch your programmes in the bath?
Yeah, rest the laptop on the toilet.
Oh, Tom. You know how to live, don't you?
I tell you, it's really living, you know?
I listen to podcasts in the bath.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you? But yeah. Don't you worry about closing your eyes. I'm worried I'll close my eyes and then drown. That's what Mum said. You close your eyes and you fall asleep in the bath and you could drown. You have to be careful.
No, because if I started going under the water, I would wake up because I have senses.
Not, not according to my mother. Not according to
How
my mother.
How drunk are you?
Smash.
Okay, well, that is different.
I don't drink till the weekends normally.
No, although I know you're doing so well.
I had a vodka tonic last night.
No one's perfect.
No one's perfect.
I was very excited to have a glass of red tonight with my pasta and then realised we have no red. So.
Oh, Susie, I'm so sorry.
Thank you, Tom. Thinking of you at this difficult
time.
Thinking
of you. I made a whiskey sour the other day.
Oh, nice.
Based on what they were doing on
love it.
Sunday brunch. Yeah. And it's quite easy to make, but if you like a raw egg and something.
Not so keen on that.
Yeah, sure. But it's like a meringue. That's what it's like. It's like a meringue. You shake it up. You wouldn't know it was in there. You know? I know you're not keen, but it's...
I don't like the idea. But I tell you what I will talk about, Tom, before we leave. Please. Have you watched Hollywood?
I've started and I've really enjoyed it.
I love Patti LuPone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's like a cliche. The gays love Patti LuPone, and so do I.
Too late. It's too late. Yeah. Oh, she's
sort of
so
reimagining of Hollywood. God, I love Ryan Murphy.
And I love that... the title sequence. That
yeah,
they're
it's
all
so
pulling
great.
Each other up onto the Hollywood sign. It's so
I love it.
Nice. I found it really moving. Everybody helping each other. It's lovely.
Yeah, it's so lovely. Maybe I love it so much. And I just thought it was brilliant. And I love Ryan Murphy. And actually, I think my big dream is to be in a show that he does, that he makes.
Put it out there.
I'm putting it out there. I'm putting it right out to that universe.
Put it out there to the universe. It'll
really
happen.
Am.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you.
I'm putting it out there.
He would love to work with you, I'm sure. He'd be lucky to work with you.
Well, listen, wouldn't he be? He'd say, what, that girl that kept talking about that bird shit on her window? God, she sounds like a classy number.
We're making a
show
about
bird shit. Hey, come to America.
they would love. They would love it. That's classic, like, sitcom material.
Classic,
like, sitcom opening. Yeah, do it. Put it out there. That's what we should all our like-minded friends should do that today. Put out there in their morning pages their dream. What's the dream?
Yeah, what's the dream?
In one of the self-help books I read, it said write about about you if you were in a happier, if you were in a happy place, if you were content and everything was going great, how, write about yourself, write about that person. What are they, how do they feel? What are they doing? Imagine that. Just imagine it. And then maybe
I like that.
Moves us towards it. I'm not saying everything can always come true, but it takes us nearer things, right? Right?
Yeah, it does. I think so. I think that's a great way. That's a great thing to put out there.
Oh, I'm so hungry.
Well, listen, okay. You go and have, I don't know, something.
My egg and chips.
Oh, ooh. That's nice.
Oh, yeah, I could murder a whole tin of Spam the way I feel with it too.
All right, well, let's keep it PG friendly. but as ever, thank you for listening to Like-Minded Friends. I imagine Tom and I have brought you some comfort. You've probably learned a little something.
I'm sure. Oh, if you've not been stimulated by this, are you even there?
Are you even there? Be there, God. It's me, Margaret.
Are you there, Margaret? It's me, God.
I think that we can all agree that we have got to the stage in the lockdown where we are feeling slightly hysterical.
It's fine.
And who knows what the podcast will bring next week.
I mean, I can't wait.
Me neither. And we'll be able to find out A, what's happened with the bird shit on the window, and B, whether you've got a coffee machine.
Put it out there. Put it out there to the universe. We're all going to be fine. We're all doing so well. We love you and we're here for you. Thank you for being a like-minded friend. And we'll speak to you next week on.
We'll speak to you next time.
Okay. All right. Bye for now.
Okay. Bye then. Bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.